And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking proteins on your favorite cooking apparatus today. And we covered beef and pork.
Now it's time to fly and swim.
That it is. I'll take fly, you swim it. All right?
Got it.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you go first. Let's talk a little bit of seafood, fish. What is it that you like to do?
Well, you know, I'm Michigan boy, and it's steelhead time, right?
Yes, it is.
And if you're good, got some good buddies, made friends, helped out some people clear some trees over the time, somebody would probably invite you out steelheading.
Right.
Well, you can go do a little bank work, too, and stuff, and get a nice big fillet of steelhead. And you can put that out on the grill really, really easy, and it's not a lot of work. A lot of people are spooked by fish.
Pretty mild fish, too, isn't it?
Especially, yeah. And they see this big, you know, inch and a half thick, 2-inch thick fillet. They're intimidated. Don't be. Real easy. Go get a little of Shasta's flavored oil. Put a little of that on there.
A little lemon, maybe?
You can go lemon. You can go anything with the citrus in it and stuff, or even the garlic.
Okay.
Really easy. There's a lot of, I mean, this, you're starting from a blank slate.
You're not going to put a lot of it on there, or just?
I'm going to rub it down and coat it.
Yep.
Just rub it down and coat it.
Is there skin on the fish still or not?
The way I do it, I keep the skin on.
I would too.
And so I'm going to do the meat side, the flesh side. Now, I'm a nice host, and I pull the pin bones.
Oh.
You know what the pin bones are? Those are the small little bones that kind of go vertical through the fillet.
Right.
All right? They're going to be sticking up. So if you run your hand down the fillet,
you'll feel them.
From the tail to the head, they're going to snag your finger as you go down. Grab a pair of forceps or clean needle nose pliers and just pull those out. And if you put two fingers on each side of one, it pulls up and doesn't rip a lot of meat.
Right.
Pop those out so your guests don't have to worry about those. Rub down that thing with oil. Put some seasoning on it. You can do it real easy with some black pepper, a little bit of sea salt, maybe some lemon slices, maybe some onion slices, just whatever you want to do. Just put a little bit to it. And quite often, if I'm grilling, I'll even hold off on those. I'll just get the oil on it with seasoning and maybe a little dry herb, like Italian dress or Italian mix herb on there. Then what I'm going to do is with a medium hot grill, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go flesh side down.
Okay.
When I go flesh side down on there, I'm putting some grill marks on there. Like I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to wait until it just releases.
Yeah, I think you'd have to be careful with this because if it cooks too fast, it'll flake.
Right.
Right? And then you're going to leave it on the grill.
Right. So I use a big, wide spatula on this. Okay. This is not the time for tongs. Get a big, wide spatula. If you got a big fillet, maybe two of them. Just when you can work it away without it ripping it all to shreds, roll it over onto the skin side. Now, when I roll it over onto the skin side, quite often I'll take something like as simple as a mustard dressing or something, pour that right on the top of the flesh side now, put down my onions and my lemons on there, and turn the heat back down to about quarter. If you can control it that nice, you know, if you're on a gas grill, otherwise stove your vents down.
Mm-hmm.
And on that skin side on the grill, just let it finish up. And as it's finishing up, it won't take terrible long, but it is a 2-inch thick piece of meat.
Right.
Now, by putting that sauce on top, you've protected and rehydrated that top edge.
Okay.
To keep it soft so you don't get that burnt crustiness on it.
Right. But you wanted some grill marks on it.
So I wanted grill marks because I'm a grilling guy and somebody's going to say, why didn't you do that on the grill?
Right.
And you go through and you do that. And as you start to get in there with your spatula and wiggle the edges and stuff, you'll start to see where it flakes.
Right.
And it starts to separate. And the meat's going to go from, you know, a translucent to a dark. Now, on a steelhead, it's pink meat. So
right.
You're not going to turn it white. You turn it white, we've burned the hell out of it.
Right.
So once you got that going, you're really close to done. Now, your next real easy skill is to take that spatula and slip it between the meat and the skin and just lift it off in servable chunks. You don't have to try and get the whole fish at once. Servable chunks onto your platter and let it rest a little bit. It'll coast right out to where exactly where you want it.
Yep. Very nice.
And you can grill some veggies on the side. There's a lot of great veggies. Grilled carrots and steelhead, for some reason, just go awesome together.
Wow. Grilled carrots. A whole carrot with the tops on them?
Oh, I just have them.
Yep.
I'll do a quick trim on them, have them, put them on there, and just about before they come off, maybe a little pepper and honey on it.
Ooh, pepper and honey on carrots. God, that sounds good. I bet my wife would like that. She loves those kind of things. Well, in the next 2 or 3 minutes, I did a turkey for Easter rather than and a ham because, you know, I had a lot of people over. But talk about the turkey. I did a project called spatchcocking, and it's a funny name, but what it really means is you're taking the backbone and the ribs out of the bird. All right, you got this big, you know, 12, 14-pound turkey I had. Wasn't a huge one, you know, young one, whatever. And you flip it over breast side down, and you take some really heavier-duty scissors, and you start, there's a tail on them, right, when they come out of the package. Go up both sides all the way up to the neck, and it's going to open up.
Pull right? that spine right out.
Right, I'm just, and it's big around is maybe like a golf ball all the way up through there. Once you cut it out, throw it away. Not using it.
Stock pot.
Right, yeah, you could, but I threw it away. And then you look in there, and the rib cage is there. And I just take it out because it grills better without it. So I took the rib cage out with a knife. So now I've got this turkey open, and I've got a meat side, right? I've got both thighs, and I've got the inside, the chest cavity, that's all meat. So I season it all, right? And then I flip it over and put it on my grill in indirect heat, because you don't want direct grill heat because it'll burn, because this is going to take an hour and a half, 2 hours to cook. So I did an indirect heat on my charcoal grill. I put what's called a plate setter, which is a divider between the fire and the grates to defer the heat. It's still there, but it's not direct, right? So it's laying there with the two thighs and legs out to the side and the breast with that meat side down and the skin side up. Covered it with some barbecue seasoning. I like to use stuff with paprika in it for the red color, because what you're not going to flip this thing. I let the lid down. I had a probe in it, and when that breast, deepest in the breast, got to 170 degrees, I was good, right? And I was done. So, but this thing, I had some friends over, and one of the guys actually a chef. And when I opened the top of that green egg, he's like, "Oh my God, that is beautiful!" And it was, because it was a rich mahogany color, and it hadn't been moved. And the skin was crisp up.
It little
was,
smoke ring to
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And it tasted good. Juicy, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Once right. you learn how to do turkey other than throwing in a bag in the oven.
Right.
You know, man cooking a turkey, there's some awesome things you can do to
right.
it.
Right, yep. And I did not inject this one, but from time to time you can, if you like doing that. So.
Hey, you're going to need a big platter for that one.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Yeah, because you want to serve it like it is and then cut it up at the table. Because fresh carved at the table is, you know, man style.
The show is half the deal.
Right, it's man style. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to finish up with maybe some wild game or a side dish or two. But we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Now you're a man! A man!
is when grilling for your hungry buddies, never try a recipe for the first time if you have limited or no experience with the main ingredients. That's a Jop man law because I've done it before and embarrassed myself. And, you know, you're supposed to be the grilling guy. And if something doesn't come out right because you don't have a lot of experience cooking it.
Or it took 2 hours too long.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Guys are hungry in a half hour and an hour and a half from now. Hey, I'm sorry, guys. It's just not up to temperature
and
yet.
You're feeding them beers, so they're going to start razzing you pretty hard.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, been there, done that. Just a word of advice for the man-law. But so, Chaz, we're going to bring this train to the station here. We've been talking a lot about favorite things. Wild game or side dishes? Where you want to go?
I can do the wild game because, you know, I got a couple of deer this year and I already got a couple of other things. And, you know, venison on the grill is one of those things I really love to do. I got a lot of it in the freezer. But, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago, kebabs are a great way to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, venison steaks are kind of a little bit tricky and they can dry out real quick if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But you can take a lot of the venison cuts, and some of they're not as pretty as what you're going to get from Sobey and beef, right?
Right, right.
They're odd shaped and different things like that. So if you got a group, 4 or 5 people around, cube it up, marinate it, marinate your mushrooms with the meat.
Mm.
It softens up the mushroom a little bit so they don't crack when you run the skewer through them.
Right.
Yep. You want to hydrate them. They're just a sponge there to carry flavor. And your marinade has all that beautiful flavor in it.
Right.
So do that.
It doesn't hurt with the meat in there, right?
You're going to cook it.
Right, exactly.
And I put my mushrooms and meat on one skewer, and I'm going to put my veggies on another skewer.
Peppers, onions,
tomatoes maybe.
Yep.
Tomatoes are really tricky. Sometimes they get their own skewer because they're tricky and stuff.
That's a great tip right there, is put your tomatoes on their own skewer because they're going to cook, and what you don't want them to do is blister and pop. And then you got nothing
red but zits on the grill.
Yeah, and skins on your skewer, right?
Yeah, so do that. And, you know, if you need a little more hydration in there, pineapple always works in there. Little cubes of pineapple keeps things hydrated, a little acid to help break it down.
Right, very good. But I love skewers.
What's your favorite side besides asparagus?
My favorite side beside asparagus is a grilled salad. I've covered it many times at the show. But it's just a romaine that I put some oil and vinegar on and grill it. Believe it or not, you can grill lettuce. But the first time I do that for everybody, they're blown away that you can grill lettuce and make it good. You know, when I get to the fourth side, a romaine is a cube, right? When I get to the fourth side, I put a little crumbled blue cheese and some candied walnuts on it. And it's amazing. It's just amazing.
If you make up your own Caesar or grab some aviol and balsamic and whip up your own dressing right there beside the grill.
Right.
People are impressed.
Right. They are, and it's easy to do. But anyway, hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Chaz.
Hey, thanks for having me over again.
You know what, man? I appreciate you stepping in. We're Barbecue Bob's on vacation, but he'll be back. So
until next week, he does his next crazy thing.
Right. Yeah. Next week, we'll chat with you then. Thanks.